start your mornings off saying goodbye to terminal normality. Say hello to abundant realities. You are royally welcome to listen and participate with Vibrant Living. You will discover how to tap incredible energy, self-healing approaches, freedom from dependence on medications, and strategies to dissolve limitations. Glenn Brooks is a renowned coach of the possible. He produces an acclaimed international program that's much more than a radio show. Vibrant Living is a way of life. Tune in now, right here on KKNW.
Good morning and welcome to Vibrant Living. I'm Glenn Brooks, and I'm so enthused to bring you the a series that I've been excited about for many, many years. Water. The healing power of water. I drove back from Kapalo, big yoga center. There's a part of the road where I see people hike up part of the mountain. And they bring their buckets and pails and jugs, and they fill it with water. 10 years ago, I did a series with Dr. Batman Jolie on your body's desperate cries for water. And his theme as a medical doctor is that we're not so much sick as we are thirsty. So he was a very powerful catalyst. His warm-heartedness and his commitment to humanity to be hydrated rather than poisoned by artificial sweeteners, all the beverages that aren't water that actually pollute our body often, or take, if you will, from the ability of water to hydrate our system. Became massive for me, became just such an impact. And Dr. B was so committed, he really, honest to God, just wanted to get this work out, have people drinking water. Later in the program, we're going to have a couple of people on whose whole lives were turned around just by changing their hydration habits. Zaba Walker's with us this morning from Best Water Ionizer. In the last year, I got very interested in ionized water personally, and I began to research and talk to people, and I started talking to Zaba about 3-4 weeks ago, and I just loved where she was coming from and her company, and I felt like if I was going to introduce this to the public in the way that I felt really good about it, I thought, why not have Zaba on to share with us about what is this thing called ionized water, how it could impact our health, and by the way, for me, it's inspired me to drink even more water, so I got a double bonus, pure water, energized water, and I've been drinking more water. Zaba, welcome. So glad you're with us this morning.
Thank you, Glenn. Yeah, it's lovely to be here.
What's been your... Let me ask you first. Well, the first thing I'll ask you, what is ionized water? Maybe that's the first thing, and then we'll get into your personal story.
Okay. So ionized water, in a simple way, it's a recreation in your home of water that you would typically find coming from fresh from a glacier, bubbling over a mountain stream with the sunlight hitting the water. So it's the best natural water recreated right in your home. It's water that's it's alkaline, it's rich in minerals, it's oxygen rich, and it has very strong antioxidant properties, which is one of the most powerful elements of ionized water.
What's your personal journey? How did you discover it? Because I realize to this day, a lot of people, they don't even know what it is, even in the health profession. It's still, even though it's used medicinally, and I see in Japan, and there's a lot of research there, in the U.S. Mm-hmm. and Canada, it's still new. How did you discover it?
Yeah. Well, I was living in Edmonton, which is my home, and a person that I know socially, his name is Mike Crowley. He came to our house and he was very excited. He just recently found out about ionizers and he was starting up his business selling those machines. So he gave us a presentation and he left us with a book by Sang Wang called Reverse Aging. And so this is one of the texts in the ionization world. It's very interesting and really worth reading. And my husband and I read that and had a yes to it. It was just, yep, this makes sense to us. So we bought the machine and we've been using that machine, drinking ionized water for about 6 years now. And what's exciting for me is that in the last year, I've actually been working for that company. So Mike is now my boss, and so I get to share the enthusiasm of ionized water, and it's really kindled in me such a new love for this water. It's it's so easy to, you know, you have it in your home, you can just drink it. It's, and I'm drinking that water, you know, I'm at work all day, I'm lucky to have a machine right there. And so I've noticed just in the last while, I made a commitment to myself to give up my English tea drinking habit and bring more just ionized water fresh from the machine into my day. And so even just in the last few days, I'm noticing that my taste for food is changing without me even thinking about it. I'm wanting more healthy food. So, and my energy levels are increasing. My mind is getting clearer. And so it's exciting that even just within a few days after drinking the water for a few years, I can still see a big result like that. So it's lovely.
Mm-hmm. Talking about ionized water, alkalized water, boy, it's the conversation on water globally has got to be one of the most profound, big conversations we're in. And I think at the same time, more and more people are realizing that water is one of the most fundamental things they can put in their bodies. What's been the research on ionized water that moved Mike and moved you? What do you feel has made ionized water, let's say, distinct or different than reverse osmosis, than different than distilled water? What's distinct about it if you're going to contrast it with some of the other purification systems?
That's a good question. There's a few different things, particularly with reverse osmosis water and distilled water. They're both excellent systems for intense purification. So they take out all the contaminants, but they also remove all the minerals. And, you know, our bodies are this complex mechanism that actually needs minerals for all kinds of the chemical and electrical processes that happen within the body. So what you have with ionized water is water that has passed through a filter to take out the contaminants with a Jupiter ionizer. So there's a good quality filter. It's taking out the contaminants but leaving in the minerals. And then the water's passing into a patented chamber with platinum and titanium cells. And as it passes through there, there's an electrical current that splits the water into two streams. So this is the real heart of ionization, is this division of the water. So you get one stream, which is negatively charged. It's rich in minerals. It's rich in antioxidant properties. And that's the water that's the alkaline ionized water, and that's the water that you would drink. And then you get another stream of water, which you can use in many ways around your home, which we call an acidic stream. And this one is positively charged. So that one, you can use it externally. It has lots of uses, and it was used a lot in hospitals and other medical centers in Korea and Japan, as well as the alkaline water.
Very interesting stuff. So, and I want to thank Joan Bunny, the sexy crone, who's so enthusiastic. She's writing a book right now about reversing aging and kind of redefining what's possible as we age. And certainly it was Joan's enthusiasm that really kind of riveted me on the ionized water question. Very, very interesting stuff. With talking to Zaba Walker. Zaba, what's the contact and information? I know that you guys have a lot of wonderful comparison reports, and just anybody who wants to dive in and learn a lot about alkalized water ionizers and find out the real kind of the real deal of things could not just go to your website, but you have a lot of resources at your website. What's your website and toll-free number if people want to learn more?
Sure. The website, it's www.waterionizer.org. So that's .org. And then our toll-free number, it's 1-877-770-5247. And the website is fantastic. It took us 3 years to build it, and it's one of the most informative and easy to peruse websites that there is on ionized water, so it's very much worth a visit.
I want to catch this woman. It says 82-year-old champion, and she's the world champion, a world champion at 82, and she has world matches in swimming, the swimming championships in Canada. She's won gold medals, and she's talking about ionized water and her diet. Do you know her?
I don't know her personally, no.
Oh, okay. You know, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was going to say, one of the interesting questions is I think it's becoming more intriguing to people to think, no matter what our chronological age is, what truly makes a difference in true biological age. Right? My teacher used to say to me that it's not his chronological age, it's his biological age. Mm-hmm. Do you think that people drinking alkalized water feel like they're growing younger in some way? They feel like that, you know, between the hydration and the quality of this water, is that something, you know, when you talk to people, Zaba, do you find them sharing they feel more youthful?
Not directly youthful, mm-hmm. but more energy. And, you know, most of us know that when we're kids, we have a lot of energy.
Yeah.
And so I think that when people feel more energetic, they also feel more young. There are people drinking ionized water whose biological age is 20 years, you know, younger than their chronological age, and that's because of their commitment to a whole diet of antioxidant-rich foods, including lots and lots of alkaline ionized water. And so So there is a link between mm-hmm. Reversing the acidity in your body by drinking alkaline ionized water and this youthful, energetic exuberance that can come just because your body is doing what it's naturally supposed to do, which is live in a healthy way.
Well, one of my intents with you and Gabrielle is to have on some of the, I guess you could say, some of the people, practitioners and kind of water experts to talk about this phenomenon of this kind of wave that's taking over a lot of people. I was talking to someone yesterday between far infrared saunas and ionizers, there's a growing wave of people that are looking to things of what they could do in their home to regenerate, rejuvenate, just mm-hmm. cultivate more of their innate wellness response. And mm-hmm. so I'm looking forward with you to have some of these folks on and to have you on again, Saba. And I appreciate you very much being with us today.
Yeah, it's been a delight.
Is there anything you want to leave people today with about your philosophy about healing or health that's moved you as a person?
Yeah, the major thing that's moved me is my own sense and knowing of the capacity of the body to heal itself. And so whenever I've come in touch with healthful additions, it's always been ones that really support the body's own, like you mentioned, the own innate mm-hmm. response to life. And, and I feel with ionized water, it's just such a fit to that. It's fitting in on a cellular level with, and it's complementing the body and helping the body to be more healthful, but without making it difficult on the body in any way. So it's just utterly supportive, and those are any healthful addition, all of those ones that just support the body to be what it can be, that's what moves me.
Thank you so much, Saba, and I know you'll be listening as we talk to Gabrielle, and then we're going to have a special guest on, a nurse, Donna Rebelli, who was pretty much dying until she actually changed her water habits, and to give people the power of this. She said she went to medical, you know, many years of studying as a nurse and was in many hospital situations, yet no one spoke of hydration. And she's going to share with us what happened when she actually changed her water habits. A very dynamic, very powerful story. She's been on television and she had all these symptoms reversed that no one thought were possible. Zab, I appreciate you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Stay with us for Vibrant Living as we talk about the power of healing water on this series, Ionized Water. We'll be back in a moment. I'm Glenn Brooks.
What are you doing?
Filling out a loan application.
I can help you get approved, you know.
Really? How?
With this.
A bag of sand?
It's not a bag. It's a pouch. And it's not sand. It's credit fairy dust.
Credit fairy dust?
Yes. I sprinkle some fairy dust on the application, and your credit rating magically improves.
There's no such thing as the credit fairy.
A non-believer now. But what will you think when your loan is approved?
I'll think my credit score improved because I paid my bills on time, kept my credit card balances low, and only opened a new card if I really needed it.
It's the dust.
It's sand.
Don't deny the credit fairy.
There's no magic to improving your credit, but there is help, and it's free. Go to creditfairy.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the Consumer Bankers Foundation, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights Education Fund, and the Ad Council.
How would you live if you knew it was impossible to fail? Glenn Brooks and the Vibrant Living Radio Network produce programming on the art and science of living a life of the possible. Heard internationally and throughout the U.S., Vibrant Living brings you conversations designed to invoke well-being, creativity, and connection, along with the resources you need to get beyond resistance, hesitation, and fear. Tune in Mondays through Fridays at 9 a.m. right here on KKNW. Vibrant Living. It's more than a radio network. It's a way of life.
More talk, less rock. Come on, that's a good thing. Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m.
To Vibrant Living. I'm Glenn Brooks. I've been passionate about water, bathing in water, mountain streams. There's one place I go to where people go up the part of the mountain to get water. I've always been really interested in the energy of water, how it purifies us, renews us. They did a very extensive series with Dr. Batman Jolie, and you'll hear from some of his people in a few moments. Gabriella Botticelli, she's a lady that's very involved with ionized water, and I'm actually sitting in front of a Jupiter ionizer, and I'm looking at it, and I realize it kind of looks like this high-tech kind of, almost like a computer. It's got a kind of a metal hose. It's a pliable metal hose, and it's got all kinds of buttons, and there's a button where it actually speaks to you. It kind of tells you what kind of water you're getting. You could have purified water, ionized water. Anyway, someone sent this machine to me. I've been using it for about 5 weeks. The water's delicious, and I've been on the journey of learning about ionized water. Gabriella, when did your journey begin? I know you're very involved with ionized water, its healing properties, and you also had some significant changes when you began.
Yeah.
What would you say to the audience? They said to you, what is ionized water? What would you say to them?
I think Zaba, she really told it to you in a way that I think really says it. It's just think of just the way she described it. Think of it as, can I tell you the story of how it came to be? Because that'll tell you what it is.
Yeah, please.
Well, essentially, in about the 20s and 30s, a lot of scientists were discovering these small little pockets of indigenous people all over the world, like in the Hunzas near India. There was a group in Russia. There was another group in the remote islands of Japan and so forth. There were others. And they were writing about these people who were living over 100 years, and they weren't dying of any of our typical diseases like diabetes, arthritis, cancer, high blood pressure. They had none of those kinds of things. So they'd be writing books about this, and people would be reading, and some of them became quite famous books, like the book on the Hunzas was actually quite famous, as I'm sure you know. And basically, around the 50s or so, they began to hear about each other, these people, and they began to ask one another, is there a common element, or are there any common elements with all these different groups of people throughout the world? And they weren't sure what there was or if there was. And they found out that the one and only thing that there was in common with all these groups was they were drinking alkalized ionized water from melted glacier water, from a mountain stream, unpolluted. It was a little bit alkaline, a little bit antioxidant. It was high in alkaline minerals, high in oxygen, high in antioxidant power, and it didn't have any acidic minerals in it, or very little. And so then the race was on to create a machine that copied this ideal water, the best water in the world. And the first group that came up with it was this crazy group of Russian scientists in the late 50s, early 60s. They were the first guys who were able to separate the acid and the alkaline streams of water. And so then it was basically went to Southeast Asia. It was the Japanese and Koreans that perfected it and brought it, you know, to the world. And the first commercial machines came out in 81, 82.
1984?
So, pardon?
What year was it?
81, 82.
And, oh, wow. So that was,
believe
okay.
Believe it or not, in Southeast Asia, these machines are very common. Like to us in North America, this is kind of newish and very exciting, but to them, this is old news. It's like one in five households in Japan has a water ionizer. One in seven in South Korea has one. A lot of people in, you know, Taiwan and so forth have them. There's a lot of Southeast Asian families that have these machines. Well, here in the USA, one in six households has a computer. In other words, over there it's a saturated market. As many families as can afford those machines have those machines. So basically it's a mountain stream coming out of the convenience of your tap, because most of us are not going to be living next to an unpolluted mountain stream. So how are we going to get to this best water that there is in the world? And now, because water quality is unfortunately an issue with so many, you know, it's an issue these days with pollution and so forth. This is such
We know that there's a lot of problems with plastic bottles, and putting water in plastic bottles absorbs the plastic and contributes to you know, all kinds of toxins. And so the bottled water is not the solution. Plus, I think it disconnects us from the water that's at the tap. What's beautiful about an ionizer, you could actually hook it up to tap water and transform the quality of tap water. The beauty of tap water, and I'm appreciating this more and more, is that the quality of tap water in most of North America, at least, you know, is safe in terms that it gets to the spigot without a lot of immediate toxins. That chlorine knocks it out. The problem is that it doesn't have the structure energy that it has at a mountaintop, so that the ionization, my understanding, brings it back. You had a couple of therapeutical experiences. You had some additional benefits drinking the water. I thought those would be interesting to talk to you about. What did you notice drinking ionized water?
Oh, gosh, Glenn, I'm telling you, I was really surprised. I've been in the natural health industry all my life. And the only reason I bought the machine was because I know that the body has a tendency to become a little acidic as we get older. And as we become more acidic in the body, we're a little more vulnerable to all those diseases that I was mentioning to you. So I saw it as just old age health insurance. And I didn't expect it to help me in any way immediately, because I thought, well, I eat right, I exercise, I take my supplements, you know, I do all of that. What really shocked me was it took everything left. I had arthritis in one foot that was getting worse every year. I'd fallen off a bike exercising, ironically, about 20-plus years ago, and every year was getting a little worse. It was getting harder to walk on, and I'm a runner, so that was hard for me. Well, that's gone.
Really?
No problem at all anymore. I had chest pain for about a year, and I know that was plaque buildup. Gone. I had high blood pressure for about a year, and I'd always had excellent blood pressure, even when I was pregnant. The doctors just couldn't believe it. I was so well with my blood pressure, even at 9 months pregnant. And so to me, it was a tremendous shock. The blood pressure, that way, now that is back to normal, way better than normal.
And how do you think it worked to help you with something like your blood pressure? What's your take on that?
Well, hydration is such a key aspect of this. And most people are about 40% dehydrated because in acidic water, which is most all water out there, most all tap and bottled water is acidic with a few small exceptions. But you can generally say that tap and bottled water is acidic. What happens in acidic water is the water molecules clump up, and then they can't get into your cells to bring them water. So even if somebody is drinking their 8 glasses of water a day, like the doctors are always saying, they're still about 40% dehydrated anyway. And what the machine does is it declusters these water molecules and makes them into microclusters the same as they are in a mountain stream in nature. And now the water can get into your cells no problem. So now your body's experiencing 100% hydration probably for the first time in years and years. And with things like diabetes and high blood pressure, hydration is very, very key. And so once you get that hydration, now a whole bunch of health conditions can move through and out, and the body can heal itself.
This is beautiful. Gabriella, why don't you... by the way, what would you say? I have in front of me a Jupiter Melanie. Now, there's a lot of units out there. What makes... This is the best-selling unit in the world, Melanie. What makes it unique? What makes it a good purchase in terms of a whole bunch of stuff out there? What's unique about it?
There's a whole bunch of things together. Jupiter Sciences, we are the oldest and largest company in the world making the water ionizers. Excuse me. To the tune of about, there's about 50,000 units being sold right now in over 30 countries. And we have about 20 PhDs working on this in Japan. So because we're the oldest and largest, we are the first people that came out with a lot of things that are being done by the other companies now. They've only recently caught up with a lot of things. Or there's a lot of things that are patented that only we do because they are patented. There's about 30 patents in and among our machines. So that's part of it. The other part is that the backup is excellent. Like all the machines have the 5-year overall warranty. Then they have the additional 15 years on the electrodes. That's like the heart of the machine. And it's also the most delicate and expensive and important part as well. And because we're importing directly, factory direct, our pricing is very low for the highest kind.
I want to thank you, Gabriella. And I'm glad you're with us on this series on ionized water and healing water. And in a moment, we're going to hear a story that's just incredible about a lady who didn't even, it wasn't even any special water. It was just the fact she drank water. And we'll hear her story. We'll also hear a very close associate of Dr. Batman Jolie talk about his experience with healing and water. I want to thank you, Gabriella. Appreciate you very much. Stay with us for Vibrant Living. We're going to talk more about hydration, healing, and the power of water in our lives.
This is Elma Meyer with Now Healing. I invite you to experience how your energy can shift instantly and effortlessly to improve any area of your life, from physical ailments, pain and injury, to anger, fear, depression, self-sabotage, and even relationship issues. It's all energy. Now Healing is a system based on Chinese energetics. It helped me heal from Lyme disease and activated the innate healing abilities that we all have. Tune in on Friday, July 11th at 9 a.m. and you'll receive healing energy alignments that connect you to your highest self. For more info, go to nowhealing.com. That's nowhealing.com. I'm Elma Meyer, and you are now healing.
Okay. Okay, everybody, let's get going to the game. Pile in.
We're getting ready to go to a Major League Baseball game, and you're wearing a wetsuit?
I heard you can win two tickets to one game of the 2008 World Series just by being the designated diver.
Dude, it's not the designated diver, it's the designated driver. And that's my job tonight. I just sign up at the designated driver booth at the game, make sure all of you get home safely, and I have a chance to follow our boys to the Fall Classic.
Responsibility has its rewards. Visit RHIR.org. A message from Major League Baseball and Team Coalition.
For the people, by the people. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Sometimes a story says much more than I could say. You're listening to Vibrant Living, about the vibrant journeys and questions that could change the quality of our lives. Donna Ravello,
yes,
is a nurse. She has the body of a 30-year-old. She's vital. She's healthy. She's 51 chronologically. She had a life-changing experience as a medically trained nurse. I see you had a list of many, many ailments, including RSD, which is tremendously painful.
Yes.
And you went very much down, like how a lot of people would. You went to doctors and hospitals and specialists. You took a lot of medications. You had a lot of surgeries. Tell people the story about how you came into looking at water and hydration and food differently.
Well, I kind of went out of options. I've been dealing with RSD for over 17 years, and I had complications of surgery, 12 days in a hospital in 2005, that left me bedridden for 2 years. And I exhausted all other types of therapy, so I read in the paper a man in my area, Bob Butts, promotes the water cure. And he's had tremendous results, so I thought I'd try just going back to nature. And I started on Dr. Batman Gelage's water cure, May 19th of 2007, and within 2 weeks, my pain had decreased by 75%. I could not believe it. My depression lifted. I'm up. I'm out of bed. I stopped all caffeine and just started drinking the proper amounts of water and sea salt and a better, more nutritious diet. And my life has returned. Dr. B has given me my life back. And it's simple. Water and sea salt and a good diet.
You know, I wanted to get into the specifics of how you mentioned the sea salt as well. When I met Dr., as he liked to be called, Dr. Batman.
Right.
He was one of the most warm, loving people I've ever met. We did a lot of shows together. And one of the things he used to say to me, which was his favorite line, was, "You're not sick. You're thirsty. You need hydration." And the sign of hydration, unbeknownst to me and a lot of people, is it's usually by the time we're actually thirsty physically, we're incredibly dehydrated. And so he was saying that's not really a good gauge. What's a good gauge to know that is an example in your case, you would say a lot of your ailments and pains were from chronic deep dehydration, most of which the medical profession does not check for, even really ask. It's kind of a side issue. How did you know that you were dehydrated?
I didn't know.
Right.
I have to say, as a medical professional, I never really thought about it.
Right.
And then I started listening to talk radio and Dr. Savage, who promotes vitamins, and I started doing a little research, and I thought, can this possibly help me? But it came to a point where I was so negligent that I didn't eat properly. I drank a lot of coffee or soda, and I just ate little bits during the day, and I had actually gained weight. So when I started on Dr. B's water cure, I have now lost 30 pounds by eating more healthy, nutritional foods. And which, like you say, as a nurse, I more turn to medicines, treatments, therapies, things that did not provide any relief. And this has given me my life back.
Tell people if they want to be like you. You know, what's his name? Steve Jobs said at the graduation speech at Stanford, if you want to do your own thing, What did he say? He said, if you want to work for someone else, finish school at Stanford. If you want to be like me, quit school, become an entrepreneur. If they want to be like you, what should they learn from you about your healing journey? What should they start, people in the audience and me, what should we start doing around water and salt differently?
Well, you have to pay attention to your body, and you have to get away from the medications and the traditional medical treatments of today, and realize that we have to drink more water, and we need the sea salt to kind of balance it, and the sea salt contains many nutrients and vitamins. And I had to turn my back on the profession I love to get healing through God's natural garden. And don't wait for the sign that you're thirsty. You're not. Most people are dehydrated without even knowing. You have to stop all caffeine, start paying attention to what you eat, fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, a lot of good foods, and a lot of water with sea salt. And you will turn your life around, too. And thank God that I have been able to. And thank you, Glenn, for giving me the chance to share my wonderful experience with the water cure.
Just one other question. So you mentioned the sea salt. We know that one of the two greatest myths that people, I think, are living in that's damaging to them, one is that salt is somehow a dangerous substance, especially with people with high blood pressure and heart concerns. In his book, Dr. Howard Brownstein says that's a misnomer, that the problem is refined or processed salt, that unrefined salt is a medicine with minerals to help the whole body, including blood pressure. As a medical professional, what did you discover about salt and using it? Like, how should people use salt in relation to water?
Have to balance it. What you have to do is to drink half your body weight in ounces of water.
Right.
At the time, I was 128 pounds, which is 64 ounces of water. To that, I added a half a teaspoon of sea salt. Not processed salt. It has to be sea salt, which contains 80 trace minerals and nutrients that our body needs. And it brings a homeostasis, a balance to our body that we need. And that's how I got better.
That is wonderful. And one of the side benefits you had was you also some severe depression lifted as well.
Oh, well, sure, when you're bedridden. I was out of the house, Glenn, 3 times.
Wow.
In 2 years. You know, at 48, you know, I was still young, but I was painfully alive. Yeah. I wasn't living. I had no life. I hated where I was at. And I just prayed to God, and God did show me his mercy by leading me to homeopathy and alternative natural cures from God.
I want to ask you a question. You didn't mention homeopathy before. How has homeopathy helped you?
Well, I make sure I eat a balanced diet. I take a daily vitamin with iodine. I take a couple different vitamins that we need to help our body. If you don't eat the proper food, you got to get it through somewhere else. I try to be vigilant, but sometimes, you know, it's hard to keep a specific diet. And so I balance it out with water and my sea salt and some couple of daily vitamins just to make sure that I've got everything intact
to
my immune system.
So I do justice to your last name. It's Donna?
Yes.
I missed it. Donna?
Ravilla.
Thank you so much. Ravilla. I'm still learning. Well, by the time we hit the Broadway, I'll have it totally down.
Oh, that's okay. I'll be ready.
Thank you so much, Donna. I appreciate
you
being with us today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're listening to Vibrant Living. It's kind of my dedication series to one of my teachers, Dr. Batman Jolie. His book, if you haven't picked it up, it's all the libraries. It was this particular gentleman, he was a medical doctor. He was in prison in Iran. All his medications were taken away from him. And he was treated basically they tortured him. They were very cruel to him. And yet the guards and the people at the prison came to him for help. And he began to use just two medicines, water and salt. And his book, Your Body Just for Christ, for water, and his several follow-up books talk about from asthma to high blood pressure to allergies to phantom illnesses, chronic fatigue, that we must hydrate this wonderful, amazing body that we live in. And that colas, coffees, diet beverages, Kool-Aid, teas, is not pure water. I met a man recently and told me that his whole life he had digestive problems and very bad anxiety. And he said it wasn't until he hydrated his system. Hydrate your body today. Make it a point to stop and get some pure water. And we're going to continue in a moment with Bob Butts, who knew Dr. Batman Jolie, who donated $600,000 of his own money to keep this message going strong about hydration. Stay with us. I'm Glenn Brooks. Hi, this is Glenn Brooks from the Vibrant Living Radio Network. I'm about to hand the baton off to my good friend, Dr. Pat Buselli, as she brings her new world of thinking, health, and her own creative way of delivering it. You'll be able to be in good hands with my friend, Dr. Pat Buselli, from 10 to 12, Monday through Friday, right here on Seattle's Alternative Talk, AM 1150, KKNW.
After I came home from the war, I lost everything. My job, my family, but this place, this is where I started to put my life back together.
A few weeks ago, my husband of 47 years had a stroke. I'm staying here in this room while he recovers. Without this place, I don't know what I'd do.
At Volunteers of America, we envision a world where everyone has a place to call home.
12 years my family lived in that house, then it was gone, washed away in a flood. We were on the street. The day we came here, that's when I knew we could make it.
But it's not just about having a place to call home. It's about improving lives. Through our programs and support, our promise and hope, we work so that no one will be left behind. After all, who are we as a society if we don't help those who need it the most? To help strengthen your community, visit volunteersofamerica.org.
Going against the grain has never been so much fun. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
The path of vibrant living. It's been my quest. It's been my journey. I'm so glad you join us every weekday, 9 to 10, for Vibrant Living. Through the years, it's been great. I have people from around the world referring other people to me who really have one consistent quest, if you will. And that's really the journey to wake up to, like, not just in terms of our health, but our creativity. To be truly healthy is to be truly creative. Bob Butts, I believe, owns 5 auto parts stores.
Right.
He's donated over $600,000 to keep the mission, the work alive of Dr. Batman Jolie, who I had the honor of working with and sharing the message of hydration and water is medicine, and that, in fact, we're not so much sick as we are thirsty. Bob, you know Dr. Batman, as he lovingly liked to be called in his later media years, you know him pretty well. And your auto stores, I believe you share his books and his audio tapes.
Oh, yeah.
How did you get so moved personally? What moved an auto guy to become a water guy?
Well, I know one thing, that neither cars nor people run well without water.
Right.
So I recognize in people are a couple of quarts low. You see the raccoon eyes and the dry skin and all the other things that go with it. At any rate, I became so impressed with this. I got a solicitation for a newsletter from a guy by the name of Sam Beiser, who said he interviewed the man who made the greatest health discovery in history.
Yeah.
And you say, yeah, right. But I subscribed to his newsletter. I got a copy of the interview. Totally floored me. I showed it to the head of a major hospital chain in northeastern Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him for his impression of it. I was a good friend, this doctor, who I say he's an oddball. You know, he's a lot of common sense. At any rate, he said, this is nothing but common sense. Going to put a lot of doctors out of work. and don't expect me to get on a pedestal and tell the world I'll lose my job and my license. I said, I can't believe that. He says, believe it. It's like auto parts. If it makes money, it's good. If it doesn't, it's bad. And you realize our business is the same. At the end of the day, we measure it in terms of money.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, why should we expect any business to be any different? And that's what's really created all our problems. At any rate, I contacted Dr. B and interviewed him. And this was the WARD, Northeastern Pennsylvania radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And a man by the name of Sam Liguori, the program director there. So he was operating the board. And, well, we had a great interview. I was really impressed. 2 weeks later, Sam calls me. He said, I really paid attention to Dr. B. He said, you see, I've had angina for 5 years. I knew I was going to have a bypass operation. Well, he says, in 2 weeks, I no longer have angina. 2 more weeks, his hiatal hernia is gone. I said, oh, my God, this is unreal. But then we, at the same time, we had one of our employees who had come down with muscular dystrophy, Ed Dupree. And he was told that within 2 years, he'll be in a wheelchair. In fact, we had to have him, we set up a place for him so he could work at a desk at the counter and just talk to our wholesale customers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he talked to Dr. B, and within 2 months, all symptoms were gone. And that was 10 years ago.
What did he say to him?
He said, you're just dehydrated, that's all.
But what? So I know this is a very simple message, but I want to...
You have to have an IQ of at least one to understand it.
So Dr. B said to him, look, you got to drink a lot more water.
Right. Now, on our website, there's all the details of this. It's on watercure2.org. We don't sell anything. We don't accept any donations, but we want to be paid. How we get paid... We expect you to get well, and don't shut up. Tell everybody you can. And miracles, so-called miracles, are routine, but it was one thing after another. And with that, I said, this is it. We allocated 75% of our advertising budget to promote Dr. B's work. And I told Dr. B, I said, I can't see this taking any longer than 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
6 months at the most. He laughed. He says, you have no idea what you're getting into. This was in 1994, but it was like an avalanche of people getting well. But it didn't matter. Nobody's saying anything. Why? Because we're taught to look in the same place for something, and we'll never find it. It's like losing your wallet in the living room and going to Hawaii to look for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the automotive business, if cars were as easy to fix as people, we'd be out of business. Give mm-hmm. your body what it needs, and it'll repair itself. And it's that simple.
But so what do people need to implement today? Like, as they're listening to you, Bob, what should they do differently today than they did yesterday?
Well, I wanted to let them know, if you go to our website and you look for critical water cure information, mm-hmm. that most of the stuff is there. You had a guy by the name of Jim Bolin on a show, and mm-hmm. a lot of this stuff has been put together by Jim Bolin because he's memorized all of Dr. B's work. At any rate, if you only did one thing, you say that all this sounds too good to be true.
Mm-hmm.
We have a sign out in our change, a big changeable copy sign. It says, 7-day miracles. Quit caffeine, alcohol, soda, and drink water. And ideally, you add a pinch of add a little salt to everything you're taking. The things are so phenomenal, but it's no miracle. It's common sense. But God did say, if we didn't keep his commandments, he'd make the wise foolish. Well, we didn't become foolish. We become incredibly stupid.
Mm-hmm.
We are so blind to simple things. And there's no incentive for anybody to eliminate the problem that's their source of income. Now, on our website, there's some major television interviews on this, and interviewed a lot of people, some well-known people. There's Fox 56, Fox Television, a news show just done a few weeks ago. WYU, a CBS affiliate, has done a documentary on health, better than anything Michael Moore has ever done. The beautiful part of it is nobody can make a dime on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe, in fact, if you'll see at the top of our website, a gas price sign. If we took just a little bit of the money the water cure could save in health care, be enough to give everybody in the United States free gas.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, again, it sounds too good to be true. We offered, and you'll see some of the stories, full-page newspaper stories, where I offered $50,000 if we couldn't cure every single a child with asthma in northeastern Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. By the way, Potsy from Happy Days, you'll see his testimonial on there because he sent it into a WYOU. He got rid of asthma, a lot of aches and pains. Mm. At any rate, this is so elementary. You realize that all these so-called incurable diseases are primarily simply symptoms of dehydration. I don't know if you had Donna Ravello on yet today.
We did.
But what a story. But we are deluged with them. People with diabetes, usually 2 months, it's gone. Why? You correct the water and salt deficiency. And the only thing that can cure a water and salt deficiency is water and salt. Simple as that.
Yeah.
High blood pressure. Everybody got high blood pressure,
mm-hmm.
it seems. But if you take a dip in the ocean for about a half an hour, you'll find your high blood pressure is pretty much gone. Or if you don't have an ocean by your door, make one in your tub. Throw some salt in it.
Mm-hmm.
2 cups. Soak in it. Slosh it around. It's better if you have a circulating pump.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find your blood pressure, in most cases, will normalize.
Mm-hmm.
We need to take the profit out of pain and suffering. We are so wrapped up in profit. And you think about it. Who among us will endorse anything that's going to cost us our income? We need to become a family. We need to look out for each other. You can't pass laws to make people kind. We're blaming everybody, blaming this one. I'm right and you're wrong. Forget about who's right and wrong. All that matters is what's right. And I can tell you this. I have never gotten so much pleasure out of helping people. And making money is boring compared to this. Now, we need money to be able to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd rather be broke and know what I know than be a billionaire and not know it. We see people literally coffin shopping, which is what Donna literally was when she called me. And because when she told me she had RSD and gave me her symptoms, I said, no, I know what RSD stands for. It's a really stupid diagnosis. Because all she did was correct the drought. And people think these things are miracles. They are not miracles. Things become obvious when you no longer have a financial agenda. You're familiar with Barry Farber. He's a pretty well-known talk show host.
I know, right? Barry. I know Barry.
Okay, Barry called me, and he said, I'd like to talk to you about interviewing you for a program. And I said, sure. He said, well, give me an overview. So I did, and he said, Bob, I'm sorry. I can't do the interview. There's a rule in broadcasting. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. I said, Barry, I also have a rule. I don't do any interviews till the talk show host verifies that it's true. Why waste our time? Who in their right mind could think that he can call a person in the auto parts business, and we're going to tell you how to get well? I mean, that's crazy. So I told Barry, I said, do the no-brainers. Asthma, allergies, chronic fatigue, depression, anxiety, arthritis, and weight loss. Look at it. Look at the testimonies. Try and ask a couple of your friends. Just see how quick it is. That people really aren't sick. They're thirsty. They don't have a disease because a salt and water deficiency is not a disease. And a lot of these diseases are no more diseases than brown grass is a disease. So at any rate, Barry gets back to me. He says, Bob, this is the most incredible story I've ever heard. Oh, before I got there, I said, in every case, anytime we've done an interview, we have set the all-time record for the most calls in the history of the station. He said, well, I've been doing this for 44 years, and I'm on 103 stations. I said, well, then this will be the best interview you had in 44 years. So he got back to me. And he said, can you interview me? Can you be on Sunday, which I was, for an hour? And before the interview was over, he said, can you stay for another hour? I'll reschedule my other guest. I said, sure.
What's the phone number?
To seven interviews, and he said we had switchboard meltdown every time.
What's your phone number for people who want to call and ask you, or what's your phone number, Bob?
Well, I can't give out the phone number, but I'll give you my email address.
Okay.
Because sometimes we are deluged. We get emails from all over the world. Donna
all right.
takes countless calls and emails. My email address is watercure2, the number 2, at comcast.net. Watercure, C-U-R-E, cure 2, the number 2, at comcast.net. And we get back to everybody. Jim Boland, who you've interviewed, he's our troubleshooter, and he doesn't quit till the people are doing well. But it's all about correcting drought. And you know, you have the idiot lights, like on the dash of your car. We got them on our bodies. They're called raccoon eyes. When you have raccoon eyes, you're dehydrated. So when you're don't cover them up with makeup. That means you're dehydrated. Correct the dehydration, and bingo, it's gone. Now, a lot of people say, well, you know, the salt's involved and salt's bad for you. In fact, you'll see on that one interview on the WYU, he said, well, the research has never been done on this to prove it. I said, it most certainly has. Orthodox medicine has done it. Somebody had to determine that salt and water should be their number one protocol. A saline IV, a penny's worth of salt, and a quart of water, which sells for $525. And there's a teaspoon and a half of salt in it, which is six times the protocol.
Bob, you have so much wisdom, but the time on the show has come to a close for today. Bob Butts, hey, appreciate you very much. Hey, your life's precious, enjoy it. I'll be with you Monday, 9 a.m. Glenn Brooks for the Vibrant Living Radio Network. Thanks so much.